Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast, where we rise with purpose, reflect with intention, and renew our minds with truth. I'm your host, Stephen Johnsey. The title for today's episode is Pressing Forward. The scripture focus for today is from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, and we're reading from the New King James Version. It reads, "Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." This passage from Apostle Paul is an honest and liberating reminder that we are all still a work in progress. Nowadays, our world is full of constant comparison, pressure to perform, and the temptation to dwell on past mistakes or missed opportunities. Paul reminds us, don't get stuck looking backwards. He didn't pretend to have it all figured out. He acknowledged that the Christian life is a journey, a race, not a destination we've already reached. He says, "I press on, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward." The beauty of following Jesus is that he doesn't demand perfection from us. He invites persistence. Our past doesn't define our future in Christ. That means your failures don't have the final say, your past wounds are not the whole story, and the regrets you carry can be released into God's hands. Paul uses the image of a runner, eyes fixed ahead, refusing to look back. In the same way, we are encouraged to live forward, pressing into the purpose for which Christ laid hold of us. There's a divine reason why you're here, a calling that's uniquely yours. Whether you're crawling or sprinting, keep moving forward. The prize Paul speaks of isn't just heaven. It's living daily in alignment with God's calling, experiencing His grace and becoming more like Jesus. This verse calls us to be present, hopeful, and intentional with our lives, eyes up, heart open, feet moving. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. We don't need to be perfect to be in your presence. We're grateful that our past doesn't disqualify us from our future with you. Today, I pray for the strength to let go of what's behind, regrets, failures, distractions, and the courage to reach forward. Lord, help us to press on with purpose, not by our strength, but with the power of Christ within us. May we not grow weary, but run this race with joy, knowing you are with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, don't let the weight of yesterday keep you from walking freely today. God is not done with you. He is calling you forward, not because you're perfect, but because you're His. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. Be encouraged today. Your journey matters. Your growth matters. And even if it feels slow, you are moving forward with every step you take. If this message encouraged you today, would you take a moment to share it with someone you love? Send it via a text message, share the episode link, or post it to your social media channels. You never know whose life might be uplifted by a simple word of hope. You can also connect with us on Instagram at Mornings with Stephen Johnsey. Don't forget to subscribe to Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast and YouTube for more faith-fueled episodes that help you start your day with clarity, courage, and God's wisdom. Remember, the journey is easier when we walk it together. I'm Stephen Johnsey, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. Until next time, stay blessed, remain grateful, and connected to God. You take care.